Today is Monday, October 18th, 2010. This is Robert Lee Camp. Welcome to the show. And it's probably another busy Monday for you, as it is for most people, and for me, for sure. Monday is always a busy day. Just having a show at night has a lot to it. So, welcome to the show. This is Robert Lee Camp. I'm the author of Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. I've been doing this work now for over 20 years, and I have helped educate hundreds of thousands of people in how to use the card system to understand themselves and to understand their own lives and their destiny. And really what we're talking about here is a system that analyzes, has a way of accessing the patterns that life is made up of. Most of us know that you're born into a pattern. You're born into a pattern of behavior. You think you're free, but you have your parents and you have your environment, which contributes a lot to how you're going to be as you grow up. And you also bring with you things from past lives. This is why parents are always surprised to see such distinguishing traits in their children, traits that they didn't teach them or show them. They show up very quickly, almost instantly, as a matter of fact. Almost at birth, you can see certain patterns emerging. And if you know the cards of people, you'll understand and know what these patterns are way before they even manifest themselves. That's one of the coolest things about this system. We can really understand people and we can understand ourselves. Many people have written me and saying this really helps them to understand and to accept themselves. So every day of the year is associated with one of the 53 playing cards. There's 52 plus the Joker. And that card holds within it many keys to your destiny, your future, your past, what's going on in your life, how you are in all the areas of life, work, health, relationships and love, money, career, family. All these things are detailed. It's much like astrology. Astrologers love this system because it gives them very specific information that most astrologers can't really find. They can't really find this information in astrology. It's very interesting. I've been doing astrology now for 20 years, and there's things the cards can tell me that I cannot find. Now, there are things that I can find, and there is a correlation. But it's amazing when I find the discrepancy, and yet the cards always prove to be true. So, for example, somebody born today is October 18th, is associated with the Four of Clubs card and the Jack of Spades. Now, I happen to have known some people of this birthday, and it's a combination of the precision and the Virgo nature. Even though this is Libra, Four of Clubs is a very Virgo card, very detail-oriented, very routine-oriented, very much prone to wanting to see things be orderly and understandable. You take that energy, but you combine it with the Jack of Spades, which is the ruling card of today's birthday, and you have this person who is a perfectionist on one hand, but also very creative. So there can be some extremely creative people. I knew a couple about 12, 15 years ago in California. They were married. They were both this birthday, October 18th. And they ran a computer graphics design business. And they worked with computers and they were very creative. It was just a beautiful expression of the Four of Clubs and Jack of Spades. Now, here's some other people that you might know who are born today, who are Four of Clubs Jack of Spades. So think about, when you think about these people, think about this combination. And also remember that the Jack of Spades is considered a card of an actor. All the Jacks can be sort of performers or actors. So we have Chuck Berry, the guitarist, who's 84 years old today. We have actress Dawn Wells, actor Joe Morton, Pan Dauber. We have Jean-Claude Van Damme, which I was surprised in a way. But I can see the precision part of that with the work that he does. Singer Nonchalant. We have bassist Tim Cross of Sponge. Peter Svensson of the Cardigans. R&B singer Neo. American Idol contestant Josh Greeson. Actor Zac Efron and actress Jo Lauren from Desperate Housewives. Well, there was also, who else? Martina Navratilova. I'm having a little trouble with that one tonight. George C. Scott, Lee Harvey Oswald, and Vincent Spano, who's an actor. Okay. Anyway, if you're born today or close to today, please feel free to call in and we'll do a reading. Because not only do we know something about you from your birthday, but we also know what's happening this year of your life and what's coming up in future years. We also know all about your compatibility with everybody in your life. Many people who call in have a question about their relationships. And this system can be used, and I can help you, help show you how it can be useful in understanding your relationships. Some people are relationship challenged from birth. We know this. This is what's so interesting about it. A couple of announcements. One is I did get all of the older shows uploaded, the recent older shows uploaded today. So several people have been writing me and saying, when are you going to upload more of the shows? And they're up now on 7thunders.com on the link. If you want to know what the link is, on the very first page of the site. Okay? So that's handled. What else? Let's see, there was one other thing. Jeez, I'll think of it in a minute and I'll come back to it when I think of it. Okay? But there was some other announcements, something interesting, but I can't remember what it was this time. So those are up, and our Love Cards program is going to be up very soon. This week, I hope. We're just taking some of the final bugs out of it, the online version of Love Cards, which will do all the relationship reports. Just like the desktop version, it'll be less expensive for people who want to just don't need all the special features of the version that is the desktop version. But it basically will have all the same features. Actually, it's going to be quite complete. Okay, so moving right along here, tonight's topic is about, we're going to talk tonight about the auspicious years of life. It's interesting, not all of the auspicious years affect everybody as strongly as it does some people. Not everybody's auspicious years some people don't even notice them. And some of them, frankly, aren't as auspicious as others. But they all do. They are something to take note of if you are studying the card system, to be aware of. Because some of these auspicious years of life are going to be quite significant for some people. I know for myself, some of my auspicious years have been life-changing years. I mean, really, years where my life took on a completely different direction. Now, I wrote in the email today, I talked about the pinnacle year. And I think the pinnacle year is probably the most important, the most powerful, really, of all the auspicious years. It's something that usually we notice as well. We really notice something changes. Not always, though, because, you know, most people honestly, most of us don't have a very high awareness. So we're not really paying attention. We're just doing our life. Either things are going the way we want them or they're not. Either we're having a good day or we're having a bad day, you know. So it's like that. But when I look back at my life, and I look at the pinnacle year, which I had when I was 21, it was life-changing for me. I made a complete shift, a change of direction. And this is really what the theme of the pinnacle year is. It means a huge change. It can be a change for the better, or it can be a change for the worse. Not really for the worse, but like I mentioned in the email today, Ron Goldman and Nicole Simpson were murdered in their pinnacle year. It was the end. The pinnacle year always represents an end. It's like it's the time when your card moves up to the very tip top of the whole spread in what we call the sun position. It's like you've climbed up a huge mountain and you've reached the top. And once you're there, your life has to change. You're no longer climbing. You're no longer seeking. Some people step down from the top during their pinnacle year. They step down from being on the top somewhere. Like I mentioned, President Clinton was elected in his pinnacle year. But what I didn't mention was George Bush was actually, he left the White House that year. He was in his pinnacle year too, the same time that President Clinton won the election. George Bush Sr. lost and stepped down from being in the White House. It's very interesting. All under the effect of the pinnacle year. Now, your pinnacle year will happen at different ages, and it will happen twice if you live long enough, and these two pinnacle years will occur 45 years apart. Since I had one when I was 21, I expect to have another one when I am 66 will be my next pinnacle year. It'll be interesting. But what I also want to say is that the pinnacle year is also part of another. It's actually a 1 year in a three-pronged cycle that lasts a total of 5 years. There's the ascent to the pinnacle, which is 3 years before the pinnacle. And if you know that you have this ascent to the pinnacle year, this is really great, because if you have goals in your life, the time for the ascent to the pinnacle, that can be a time when you really walk, you really make a lot of progress up that mountain into a position of a lot of recognition, fame, notoriety, and money. So this is what's cool about the system. Knowing that somebody's approaching, they're starting the ascent to the pinnacle, you can tell them with confidence that this is going to be a good time. If you're career-oriented, you want to push and go as hard and as fast as you can. Because in 3 years, you hit the pinnacle, and the pinnacle is the top. Now, the pinnacle will often represent an end or a change, but it doesn't mean you won't achieve fame. Oftentimes, people achieve recognition and notoriety in the pinnacle year. But it doesn't end there, though, because 2 years later, the person experiences what we call the most blessed year. They move to the very center of the whole spread, where the Ten of Diamonds card normally sits, the most blessed spot. And it's a wish-fulfilling year of all wish-fulfilling years. So we have these three outstanding, auspicious years that occur over a five-year period. And if you look in the cards of your destiny book and find out what year you do this, what years, and it's all mapped out for you. Every birth card, for example, I'm just turning to one here, the Four of Diamonds birth card has the pinnacle year. Let's see here. The ascent to the pinnacle is at age 57, and pinnacle is at age 60, and the most blessed year is age 62. The first one was 45 years earlier at age 12, 15, and 17. That's for the Four of Diamonds card. But everybody has it at a different year. But you want to look at chapter 8 in the Cards of Your Destiny book. It tells every birth card when all the auspicious events occur and what they are and what it means. It goes into great detail to explain many of these auspicious events. The other auspicious year that's important for changes is when you have a nine, especially the nine of spades, in one of your five most important yearly cards, which is the long-range Pluto environment and displacement or result. A nine there can mean a year when you have a big ending. And the ending can be something that is very significant for your life. Now, it's not often as significant as the pinnacle year, but it is significant. Because when a nine comes along like that and it's governing the whole year, usually what it signifies is that, like the pinnacle, we've been going a long way in a certain way, a long time, and now that thing is coming to an end. Something that maybe started a long time ago. The nine being the last of the numbers, the last of the cycle. There is a 10 actually, but it's the last number in the cycle of circles from 1 to 9. It goes, repeats itself from 1 to 9 and back to 1 again. So it means an ending of something. And it could have been something you've been doing your whole life or something you've been doing for a number of years. So we always look at nines as being very significant in this regard too, as far as auspicious years of life. Let's see here. I'm not going to talk about all of these because I think all of you know a lot of these, like you know the pre-birth year and the rebirth year at age 44 and 45. You want to look for these significant cards like nines, and then you have sixes also. Sixes in those five most important spots can be very significant because the sixes can tell when you're going to find a deeper sense of purpose about your life. It can be the year when something that was meant to happen all of your life happens. I remember the year that I had a Six of Hearts environment. That was the year that I met my publisher. Well, environment is considered a positive influence, and a Six of Hearts means karma, good karma coming back from a past. When it's in Jupiter or if it's an environment card, a six will mean good karma. And that was very, very significant because having a publisher completely changed the direction of my work and my business and helped me to achieve the results that I've had up until now. It was a life-changing year in the sense of the right person came along, which is my publisher, Dominique Rica of Source Books. So these are the cards you want to be looking out for. You want to look for significant cards, and you want to pay attention to the pinnacle year. Now, of course, it only occurs twice in a lifetime, so it's not something you'll be looking out for, but wouldn't it be nice to know what that is? So get yourself a copy, if you don't already have it, of the Cards of Your Destiny book, and read in Chapter 8 all about the different auspicious cycles and years of your life. Okay, we're going to take a short break now, and we're going to come back after the break, and we have the lines are full, and I can't wait to talk to Maria, Dania, I think it is, Ashley, and Mary. So I'm going to play a little song here from my CD, Bhakti Rock, and when we come back, we'll take your calls. Be right back.
Hare Rama Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare shaman's song. Hey Hanuman, Jai Shri Ram.
And that was Sri Ram from my CD Bhakti. At the end there, you're hearing me chant all the different names of Ram. Many of the Hindu gods have, like, actually 1,000 names, some of them. I was just naming off some of the more common ones. One of the more easy ones to remember. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Okay, I did remember what the next announcement was. It was a very important one, too. I don't know why it slipped my mind. I think because I just found out about it today. We're going to be changing the time of the show starting next week. It's going to be 2 hours earlier, which means it's going to be 5 o'clock on the West Coast and 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. Yay! I'm looking forward to that. I'll remind you of that in the email blast next week, but I just want you to know ahead of time the shows are going to be 2 hours earlier starting next Monday. Okay. Actually, let's see. Next Monday. Okay. Actually, I'm probably not going to be here next Monday for the show. But the Monday after that. But maybe the show will be starting at that time anyway. We'll see what they're going to do. They're going to probably do a pre-recorded show or one that was recorded before. Anyway, getting to the calls, we have Maria, who's up first. She's January 7th, 1966. Are you there, Maria?
Hi, yes, I am.
Welcome to the show, Maria.
Yes, thanks for having this wonderful show. I love to listen to you on Monday. I've been learning a whole lot.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad that's true.
My question has to do with children. I'd like to start a family. My husband and I, we got married late. Interestingly, I got married when my Venus card was the Queen of Hearts. So in a way, that wasn't a surprise, but it was nice that it worked out that way. That's how I knew, wow, this stuff really works.
Uh-huh, yeah, sure. So is there some problem with you having kids or anything?
No, it's not really a problem. We've been trying for about a year now, but I mean, as I said, we got married when we were kind of a little late in the game. So I'm age 44 right now, and he is
right.
42.
Yeah.
We're still trying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of cards. I mean, you have a lot of cards this year. Like, you have an Ace of Hearts coming up in your Neptune period, which starts on November 15th. And that can mean getting pregnant. Okay. And you have a Three of Hearts result this year. I mean, it's a little early. Of course, you're not going to have a baby by your birthday, but you may be pregnant by your birthday. You know, that's showing up fairly strong right now. But when I look at the, let's take a look at next year. It's really hard to say, you know. It's certainly possible. There are lots of hearts, I must say, in this year and next. So the influences look pretty good. I would keep at it if I were you.
I'll definitely tell my husband that. I'm sure we'll both enjoy trying. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you want to look like, you can look, let's see, if you do get pregnant, you can often predict the birth of the sex of the child by whether you have a childbirth card in either Venus or Mars of that year. But let's just see what happens first, because you have a lot of hearts. There's certainly a lot of activity in the area. And I think it looks pretty favorable, actually. So let's see what happens.
Thank you again.
All right, Maria, have a great night. Thanks for being my guest tonight. Okay, next up is, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, Dean Dania, I think it is, January 11th. I'm sorry?
Oh, it's Deanna, Robert.
Oh, Deanna. And uh-huh. You are January 11th, 1959?
Yes, another Capricorn.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed studying your method now for 25-plus years, so I'm very well familiar with the Destiny book and, you know, all that
excellent.
Great stuff.
Well, welcome
I like to think I know everything, or, you know, I'm pretty good at it now, but I'm stumped on one card pairing, and I was wondering if you could help me break it down just for my own reading benefit.
Sure.
This isn't in my chart, so if you go look in it, you're not going to find it, but it's in someone very close to me's chart, and I'm involved, I'm very intertwined in their life. It's a Jack of Hearts over a Queen of Hearts in Saturn.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering how you would interpret that.
Well, first of all, you need to have some context for that, see. Like, what's this, is this person married, single, how old are they? You know, these things are important.
Well, I'm involved with the person. The man in question is the person I'm involved in. It's over in his chart.
Okay. And when is this coming up?
His Saturn period for this year.
And when, I mean, how long from now is that?
Oh, around Christmas time, I believe. I don't have his, date breakdown in the book right now, but it's around December. He goes into it, I think, early December.
Do you know his birthday by heart?
Sure. 5/8/1960.
May 8th, 1960? Mm-hmm. Okay. And let me take a look here. Did you say May 8th, 1960?
Correct.
I don't see any those cards you're talking about in his Saturn period.
Well, that's funny because that's what he has in his Jack of Diamonds. That's what I pulled for him, and he has
How old is he?
50.
Yeah, no, those aren't the cards that he has this year.
Well, what about in his King of Diamonds?
I'm sorry?
What about in his King? Because I read the personality card.
Oh, yeah,
don't
read the King. Don't read the King.
Don't read the King?
Don't read the King.
Why, you don't run the people's personality cards?
No, I don't do that anymore because we have the ruling card to consider. The birth and ruling card. And they're much more significant than the King or the Jack or the Queen personality cards.
Really?
I only use personality cards if the person is a Leo. And even then I'd use it sparingly. So yeah, you were looking at the King of Diamonds spread, which he is not a King of Diamonds. He's a Jack of Diamonds and a Four of Diamonds. So look in those spreads and you'll see that there is no Queen of Hearts, Jack of Hearts. So nothing to be concerned about.
Mm-hmm. Well now, what happened? But Robert, did you throw, were you originally for a while, were you reading those? Cause I know I used to practice that with clients.
Yeah, I was taught that by my teacher to use personality cards.
Uh-huh.
But after I used those for a long time, I realized that their relevance was just not that, you can't count on them being accurate. And I'm really all about things being accurate. You know, I mean, we're all sticking our neck out there to read cards for the people. And I just found those just to be too inconsistent to really say that they're definitely real and true.
Wow.
So I stopped using them. That's a good learning point
for me to know because after, you know, I've been practicing the system, so if there are any advancements, I need to hear about them.
Of course, and I'm glad you called for that reason.
Well, I'm glad I called, too. Can you answer a question about my pinnacle?
Yeah, sure.
Here, because what is that for me? We'll flip back over to me now, to my chart. What is that for me?
Well, you mean when is it?
Yeah, when should I anticipate another one?
Well, you start your ascent to the pinnacle next year.
Oh, okay.
When you're 52. So 52 should be it's a significant year. It's another auspicious year for everybody, age 52. And mm-hmm. So you have a double whammy of also starting your ascent to the pinnacle in the critical year of your life, which is age 52. So if I were you, I'd be reading up on that, on both of those. In the Cards Your Destiny book.
In the chapter 8?
Yep, chapter 8. It's all there. And, you know, it's important that you read it yourself because you need to take it all in the context of what your dreams, hopes, desires, and plans are for your life. Those are all very
right. Well, I haven't understood the critical years, like if you haven't reached that by the time you're 52 or something, you won't. Is that correct?
No, the critical year is a blessed year.
Okay.
Which the thing that is often the most difficult for people to grasp is just handed to them on a silver platter. This is all described in the book. Okay.
Okay.
And if you don't take it when it's given to you so easily, you'll never take it.
Oh, I see. Well, that was a pretty simplistic way of putting it. So, but I am going to go read on that though again.
Yeah, no, but it's going to be a blessed year one way or the other. There's going to be a lot of good things happen to you. Okay.
At age 52?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. It would have been worth all the things that haven't happened to me yet.
Well, yeah, don't look at your life that way. That's a waste of your energy.
I try to be positive, but I'm just being, you know, realistic. But anyway, it was good to talk to you again, Robert.
Thanks, Deanna. Good talking to you, too. Have a great night, and thanks for being my guest.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up is Ashley. I'm not sure where she's from. She's a Three of Diamonds, May 16th, 1944. Are you there, Ashley?
Hi, Robert. Yes, I am.
How are you? Welcome to my show, and thanks.
Thank you. I had my pinnacle year last year, and I've lost my job in the last couple of months, so I'm really asking
you.
About it. I'm sorry?
Good for you.
Oh, great. I'm asking about employment, and I kind of feel like I really don't want to work for other people anymore. I want to do something myself.
Right.
And tomorrow starts my Jupiter period for this year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have a 10 of spades and a 4 of spades.
Yes, I see that. Yeah, those are pretty good. Those are good cards. So, you know, I think, you know, you're a three, and threes tend to change their mind a lot.
That's true.
It's like the guy who says, you know, I really need to get more water into this house, so I'm going to dig a well. So he starts digging a hole in the front yard, you know. And then he gets about halfway down, and he goes, man, I'm getting so bored with this hole. I'm just going to I'm going to dig it over there instead. So then he abandons the first hole and goes over and starts digging another hole in another area. And he just keeps doing that, and he never gets to the water. See? So your long range and Pluto cards this year are both about focusing your energy and focusing your will. Eight of spades, long range, eight of spades, Pluto. So, okay?
Right.
So you have to be willing to focus yourself. My take on this is you can have whatever you want. Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Thank
you.
Yeah.
And you just have to be really clear what it is and go for it.
I do have to focus. You're absolutely right. Thank you for that advice, Robert. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I mean, I know
that,
the threes are often gifted as well. And I'm sure you're gifted. I think you have a lot of creativity and maybe even artistic talent. You know, and you could be doing something that has a lot of fun. And you could even be doing a job that has variety to it. You could have a career that involves more creativity and variety. But even then, you have to be focused to make that happen. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, I certainly do. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're very
welcome. Have a good evening.
Thanks, ma'am. Thanks, Ashley. Thanks for calling. Okay. Alrighty. Okay, time for another break here. We're going to be ending in about 20 minutes, so we have time for some more calls, and I have Mary and Jackie and I think somebody else coming on the line here in a second. So a little song here called Flying, and we'll be right back. Thank you. And that song is Flying. It reminds me of when I used to fly, and I love that feeling. Being up above the clouds and above the world and looking down, and everything looks so small. Okay, our next call tonight is Mary. I'm not sure where she's from. Her birthday is August 23rd, 1961. Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert. I love your show.
Hello. Anybody there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mary. How are you?
Oh, great. Very well, thank you. I love your show, Robert.
Oh, thanks.
My question is, how can I positively energize and find clarity around the areas of money and career in the next few months?
Okay, so why do you say in the next few months? I'm just curious.
I have cash flow challenges at the moment.
Okay. I was wondering about that. Okay. I figured there must be something happening that you weren't mentioning. Okay. Okay, good. So, first of all, just remember that you are a Three of Clubs, okay?
Yes.
And Three of Clubs have an ongoing thing of worry about money.
Yes.
It's not like it doesn't really matter what's going on. It's always there. Do you understand?
Yes.
And it's because of the Five of Diamonds first karma card. That's where it comes from. And from the fact that you're Three of Clubs, which they're often worried about everything most of the time anyway. Okay?
Okay.
So it's good for you to realize, to kind of like realize that much of this is all mentally, just mental stuff. You know?
Okay.
I mean, just keep that in mind, okay? And you're displacing a Three of Diamonds this year as well, this year, which means that this worry about money is a little bit more acute than usual, okay?
Okay.
This could be a good year for you to get a handle on it.
I would love to.
You know, I mean, you're going to have to realize that and like most of us in today's society, you're probably very identified with your thoughts. In other words, you think you are that voice in your head, you know?
Okay.
And the more that we're identified with that voice in our head, the more worried we are. We're always worried. Because anything can come along and destroy our identity. You know, like, for most of us, we're identified with just things we think. If somebody, you know, conflicts with them, we'll fight with them over things that we believe and think. You know, that's how extreme it gets, you know. When I look at your cards, you have an Eight of Hearts long range. This could be such a fun year for you. And I would focus on that part, the fun part. By the way, this is the beginning of a whole new 7-year period for you as well this year. You just began the most important 7-year period of your life. Okay?
Great.
And the theme of this whole 7 years is, how good can you allow your life to be?
I would love to allow it to be great.
So, you know, let's just say somebody is working a job they don't really like, and then they get fired. And you ask them about it. They go, oh, you had some really bad luck today. Really bad, really having a really bad year. I got fired. And you say, well, did you love your job? No, I hated it.
Yeah.
Well, what's bad about that? What's bad
right,
about that
exactly.
is the fact that they're afraid. So, Matt, my question for you is, because I have a feeling that you're a very talented person, is are you doing what you really, really love to do? See?
I'm one of those threes who changes her mind. But one thing that I delve really deeply into things I explore or investigate, and I exhaust myself before they really come to fruition. And I'm very self-critical and perfectionist, and I try to work on it, and I think I've got it handled, and I don't.
Are you a Virgo?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're on the cusp there. I wasn't sure if you were a Virgo or if you were a Leo, because you're on the cusp of that birthday. Yeah.
No, I'm a very much, I've got, well, I'm, yeah.
Okay, so you know, you pay attention now. You're a Virgo, right? So
mm-hmm.
your whole life is based on achieving some sense of perfection.
Right.
And that model of perfection that you seek to become is something you made up.
Okay. That's helpful.
And it's only you. It's your model of perfection. It doesn't really belong to anybody but yourself. It's particular for you. Okay?
Okay.
So, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you need to be aware of that, of what's happening, see, because you're going out there trying to achieve some dream of a perfect world by creating something that you're sort of making yourself do something to be a certain way. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like, that may not be really who you are. That's the only point I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be the happiest person being that way, you know. And all these things in your head that tell you have to be a certain way, or you should be a certain way, you know, you should question those every once in a while. Well, do I really have to? I mean, who says I have to?
Yeah, no, I have done that, and I have abandoned big things because of it. I did a huge quantum leap about 10 or 12 years ago. But I maybe never quite found my bearings again.
Well, this could be a fantastic year for you. And this could be a year that you could really make something happen that you love instead of something based on worry and fear. See, because everybody who's making choices in their life based on a fear of not having enough or a fear of there's not going to be enough, all those people end up in a place that's called prison. Or some sort of prison. All of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know, oh my, you know, I'm safe, but I hate this place.
Yeah, no, I did that. I was like a major Wall Street lawyer, and I changed everything. I quit. I moved across the country.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I split my life between California and Europe and blah, blah, blah. And I tried lots of, you know, independent, creative, entrepreneurial things, and... But some of that, but right now, financially,
well, yikes. You know, honestly, when I look at your cards this year, all the financial thing you're feeling is just in your head. You're actually doing okay right now.
Okay.
Right, this moment, you're fine. Where are you living?
Los Angeles.
Yeah. Whoa, you must have a lot of money to live there.
I used to have a lot of money. Other thing that I do is I manifest huge chunks of money all at once, and then they run down.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like beyond the 11th hour when I manifest another one.
Then you start worrying about it, and then something comes through at the last minute, and you're like, oh my God, the universe does love me after all. I know what you mean. Okay, money's not really going to be a problem this year, except it's all in your mind more than ever now this year because of this Three of Diamonds. You have to get a handle on your mind.
Okay.
Don't let it, it's not really real. Just, you know, I mean, maybe your situation is a little bit not exactly perfect at the moment, but it's all going to, this has happened before and it always works out and it will work out again. I guarantee it. And sometime this year, you're going to look into something really good. You're going to sort of do something amazing and be in something completely different that's way, way better for yourself. Way, way
Great.
More fun. Let's put it that way. So I would be actually excited about this year. Sometimes, you know, when people go through like a change, when like something ends and there's nothing has showed up yet, there's a lot of worry. It's natural. It's human nature to worry about it. But actually, this is what's necessary sometimes for something better to show up. You know, you gotta make some room for something good to show up. So if you have an idea of what it even just feels like to be doing something you really love to do, that's all you need. And this year could be magical for you. Okay.
Great. Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate it.
I hope that helps a little bit.
I think it will. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. Take care, Mary. Good night.
You too.
Okay, next up is Jackie from Los Angeles. Lots of people from LA tonight. She's Anita Clubs, Queen of Diamonds, Scorpio. November 12th, 1970. Are you there, Jackie?
I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Back in my favorite place, Asheville, North Carolina.
I miss you in California. I prefer you in this time zone, but...
Yeah, well, you didn't come visit me very much.
I'll come visit you in South Carolina. How's that?
Yeah, you got to. It's so beautiful here. You would love it.
Yeah,
it is gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
So I have your cards in front of me. What's on your mind tonight that I can help you with?
You know, I am working so much, but I'm just, like, grinding it out. It's a lot of quantity. It's not quality. It's not, you know, a result of what I would like to manifest, but I've manifested it anyways, and I'm just working, you know, twice as hard for half the amount of money I used to make.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know,
sometimes that's a necessary phase, like we'll go through that for a period. Sometimes it gets us to someplace else. You know what I mean? Do you have any long-range plans?
I do. I have a long-range plan. I have the paycheck job that is, you know, very purposeful, and I have, my entrepreneurial career that I'm building. So eventually I'd like to leave the paycheck job to be, you know, full-time entrepreneur again. I just had one really bad year that wiped me out, so I'm in the rebuilding phase of it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, a lot of people have had some challenging years financially. But it's really interesting when I look at the people that I know that have had these challenging years, I've had people who had to sell their houses and move, and, you know, I see that they've all ended up in a better place. It's so interesting,
right.
You know?
Right.
Like what appeared to be a real financial hardship was what was necessary to get them to a new place. So you're in the last part of the year. Not, I'm just looking at next year because you're in Neptune. Your birthday is coming up here in just a few days.
Okay. I'm in Neptune. I never really understood what Neptune is about.
Neptune is about you dream, and it's hopes and fears is what it is. You dream about the future, but then you also can get really afraid about the future. So you shouldn't take anything all that seriously in your Neptune period.
Okay.
It's just better not to.
Right.
So you're going to be out of that on your birthday and starting a whole new year. All right? And your long-range card for the year is an Eight of Diamonds.
Yeah. What can I look forward to with that?
Well, what do you think? You know the cards. Come on.
I'm supposed to get some recognition from what my understanding is.
It's not recognition. I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's money.
It's money. Oh, okay, money. Even better.
It's not recognition. It's money. Okay, Eight of Diamonds is money. If you displace the Eight of Diamonds, that's recognition because you're in the Eight of Diamonds position. But that only happens in the Pinnacle year, which you will never experience as an Eight of Clubs. Only your Queen of Diamonds or your Hearts might experience that at different times. But let's just forget it.
I have money coming my way. That's awesome.
Yeah, you're going to have more money, and that should make things a lot more comfortable for you. And you might actually, it's possible you may move into a nicer place to live as well.
Right. I saw that. I think I have a Five of Hearts.
Well, I'm looking at the Four of Spades long range in your ruling card spread.
Okay, and that has to do with moving to a new house.
Oh, yeah, you also have a Five of Hearts. That's right, too. You have that also. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The breakup already happened. I didn't fight that.
Things are good, and, you know, changes are coming slowly but surely. I think this phase of just working is going to slowly come to an end for you. Okay?
Okay.
So just hang in there.
All right. I'll hang in there.
Okay, great, Jackie. It's great having you on the show, and great talking to you again.
Oh, great talking to you, too. I'm sorry I didn't, you know, I had such a rough year that I'm sorry I didn't get to make it up to Concord as much as I would have liked. I just made it that one time.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, we got to meet. That was fun, and, you know, it was great. So it was good.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
All right, well, it was great to get a hold of you. Thank you.
All right, have a great night. I'm going to let you go so I can take one more call.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Actually, I don't know. I don't think we do have time for another caller because we've kind of ran out. It's about almost five of. So I'm going to wrap it up here. I'm sorry Wayne didn't get to you or Deirdre or Laurie. But please call back next week. I'd love – actually, next Monday, I'm definitely not going to be here. I'll be doing an astrological conference. I won't be back till Tuesday. So 2 weeks from today, our show will be starting 2 hours earlier. You'll get an announcement in your email, and I look forward to seeing you then. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night and have a great week.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinya Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodayam Om Bhurva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodayam Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonat-prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Yeah.